that none of the princes who came to ask her in marriage was good enough for her, and she only made sport of them. Once upon a time, the king held a great feast and asked thither all her suitors, and they all sat in a row, ranged according to their rank, kings and princes and dukes and earls and counts and barons and knights. Then the princess came in, and as she passed by them, she had something spiteful to say to everyone. The first was too fat. "He's as round as a tub," said she. The next was too tall. "What a maypole," said she. The next was too short. "What a dumpling," said she. The fourth was too pale, and she called him Wallface. The fifth was too red, so she called him Coxcomb. The sixth was not straight enough, so she said he was like a green stick that had been laid to dry over a baker's oven. And thus she had some joke to crack upon everyone. But she laughed more than all at a good king who was there. "Look at him," said she. "His beard is like an old mop. He shall be called Grizzly Beard." So the king got the nickname of Grizzly Beard. But the old king was very angry when he saw how his daughter behaved and how she ill-treated all his guests, and he vowed that, willing or unwilling, she should marry the first man, be he prince or beggar, that came to the door. 2 days after, there came by a travelling fiddler, who began to play under the window and beg alms. And when the king heard him, he said, "Let him come in." So they brought in a dirty-looking fellow, and when he had sung before the king and the princess, he begged a boon. Then the king said, "You have sung so well that I will give you my daughter for your wife." The princess begged and prayed, but the king said, "I have sworn to give you to the first comer, and I will keep my word." So words and tears were of no avail. The parson was sent for, and she was married to the fiddler. When this was over, the king said, "Now, get ready to go. You must not stay here. You must travel on with your husband." Then the fiddler went his way and took her with him, and they soon came to a great wood. "Pray," said she, "whose is this wood?"
"It belongs to King Grizzlybeard," answered he.
"Hadst thou taken him, all had been thine."
"Oh, unlucky wretch that I am," sighed she. "Would that I had married King Grizzlybeard."
Next they came to some fine meadows. "Whose are these beautiful green meadows?" said she.
"They belong to King Grizzlybeard. Hadst thou taken him, they had all been thine." "Oh, unlucky wretch that I am," said she. "Would that I had married King Grizzlybeard."
Then they came to a great city. "Whose is this noble city?" said she.
"It belongs to King Grizzlybeard. Hadst thou taken him, it had all been thine."
"Oh, wretch that I am," sighed she. "Why did I not marry King Grizzlybeard?"
"That's no business of mine," said the fiddler. "Why should you wish for another husband? Am I not good enough for you?"
At last they came to a small cottage.
"What a paltry place," said she. "To whom does that dirty little hole belong?"
Then the fiddler said, "That is your and my house, where we are to live."
"Where are your servants?" cried she.
"What do we want with servants?" said he. "You must do for yourself whatever is to be done. Now make the fire, and put on water, and cook me supper, for I am very tired." But the princess knew nothing of making fires and cooking, and the fiddler was forced to help her. When they had eaten a very scanty meal, they went to bed. But the fiddler called her up very early in the morning to clean the house. Thus they lived for 2 days, and when they had eaten up all there was in the cottage, the man said, "Wife, we can't go on thus, spending money and earning nothing. You must learn to weave baskets." Then he went out and cut willows and brought them home, and she began to weave, but it made her fingers very sore.
"I see this work won't do," said he. "Try and spin. Perhaps you'll do that better."
So she sat down and tried to spin, but the threads cut her tender fingers till the blood ran.
"See now," said the fiddler, "you're good for nothing. You can do no work. What a bargain I've got. However, I'll try and set up a trade in pop."